listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about an important principle. And here's the principle of according to your word, meaning God's word. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from Psalm 119, verses 169 and 170. Here's what those two verses say. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. It's remarkable to see how in the great Psalm 119, which is so focused on the greatness and the glory of God's word, that there is also tremendous emphasis on prayer. It shows that a life can be devoted to God's word, and it can also be devoted to prayer. So the psalmist prayed this before God. Let my cry come before you, give me understanding according to your word. The cry of the psalmist was an expression of prayer. His prayer, or cry before the Lord, was personified as if the prayer itself came before the throne of heaven as an offering or a sacrifice, making a plea to gain understanding according to your word. You see, he wanted his thoughts to be transformed according to the word of God. This is very much the same kind of thought the Apostle Paul expressed in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Let me read those two verses to you. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, the psalmist wanted his understanding of life and the world to be shaped, to be transformed by the word of God. He continued the spirit of prayer by saying, let my supplication come before you. This was another reference to prayer by the psalmist, this time a prayer for deliverance, once again, according to your word. You know, that really is a wonderful prayer. He wanted deliverance, but he wanted it only as it was consistent with God's revealed word and will. He did not want an unrighteous or an unwise deliverance. And when he said, according to your word, twice in these two verses, it also means that he asked for this deliverance according to the promises of God's word. It's a wonderful, surrendered prayer to pray. You can pray this today. Lord, deliver me, but do it according to your word. That's a beautiful and powerful surrendered heart that God wants us all to have, and you can have it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.